That's all we've got. They say it's a bunch of dots, but it bonds us, can't you see? It's got something for you and me. TVs and movies for you and me.
Da-da-da-da. Is this where I sing the intro, or I'll leave it up to you?
You can sing it, totally.
Yeah, I can't do it like that.
No, you don't want to do it?
No.
Why not?
Because I might just reveal way too much. I don't want to scare I don't want to scare people.
I think if they're still listening now, they haven't been scared off yet. I don't think there would be anything that would scare them off now.
I'll tell you what.
You know what I mean?
Watching Murderville may well scare some people off.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to watch it.
Look, it's done very cleverly. Mm. They bring all these celebrities in. Watching Conan O'Brien, the late night host, if you don't know, because there would be a lot of Australians who wouldn't watch necessarily late night TV in America, especially late night TV in America. Conan O'Brien really is let me just say it once, not an actor. Damn fine television performer, not an actor. Mm. So who do they have for their opening episode of Murderville, which stars Will Arnett as
the main detective?
Detective Seattle. What's his first name?
I've got it right here.
You've got it?
Terry.
Terry Seattle. Seattle.
Oh, geez. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And from that moment on, you sit there and you go, Conan O'Brien. And they give you a clue. Normally, when they bring celebrities on board, they prepare them or they prep them accordingly, and they go and do some homework. In Conan's, I think, and they've done this on purpose because I think this is Conan. They probably thought to themselves, no point asking him to prep because he just won't do it. He's 7 foot tall. He's going to do his own thing. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Did you like the look? Did you like the Conan O'Brien look?
I definitely saw the look of shock and awe.
Yeah.
And just bewilderment of not really being aware of what's happening in your surroundings.
So you might like to explain what Murderville is and how it's come around and why we should have a peek.
Okay, so I am an improviser. And for me, any shows that come on these streaming services that are improvised slightly or completely really, really fascinate me. And so Murderville is a murder mystery, I guess, crime-solving mystery, where it is actually partially scripted and partially improvised. Well, so you have your set cast.
I was going to say, the set cast actually can act. And they help.
Yeah.
They help the show go a long way. The only problem is all the trainee detectives, male and female.
Yeah.
Wait till you get a load of them.
Yeah. So these are all celebrities that come on. So as I was saying, it is partially scripted. So the set characters in each episode have a script that they follow. Obviously, based on the responses, it might need to be changed slightly, but they have a set script. They know what the drill is, right?
Correct.
And this trainee detective comes in and they are a celebrity. They are either a comedian or an actor, an actress, and they have to improvise their way through this case and solve it really without anybody else's help, right? Like to the detriment of
the whole story.
Them. Yeah. So I loved Thank God You're Here.
Right.
Right.
Thank God You're Here was the Australian television show on, I think, originally the 10
Channel
Network.
10. Yeah, Channel 10.
Which was an opportunity but they were comedians. There weren't too many actors that came on in those days. They were stand-up comics and they came in and they pretended to improvise. Well, no, they did actually improvise and some were very, very good. But this is a slightly more advanced version of that. This is beautifully filmed. I mean, I love the fact that in one particular episode, there's a murder victim, and you see, the DVD stuck in his neck. And I'm thinking, how long can he keep not smiling. You know what I mean? I'm thinking, is he going to break down? Is he going to reveal that he's alive? He did pretty good.
So Sharon Stone?
Oh.
Sharon Stone's episode?
Oh, look, can I just tell you, I love Sharon Stone. I loved her then, and I love her more now. She's just, she's a hoot.
Yeah, she did not hold back, hey? She really gave it to him. It was great.
Oh, she gave it to him both barrels. She gave it to him both barrels.
Yeah. And she did what you're meant to do. But she also did what you're meant to do in improv. You just go, yes, and so everything he gave her, she just went as, like, incredibly ridiculous that this is. I'm just going to go with it.
Correct.
And I'm either going to give it to him or I'm just going to say yes, and this is what we're progressing with.
Correct.
And the victim in that episode could not contain their laughter.
Correct.
Which was really, really funny.
That's why I said to you, the murder victim with Conan was it Conan O'Brien? Eternal.
Kumail
Nanjiani. From the Eternals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. He's very, he's actually an acquired taste, but I like him. You know, he's like, I'm not going to do that.
Whereas
you don't have to sing for yourself.
Well, Ken Jeong just kind of laughed his way through the whole thing.
Yeah,
which
but remember, Ken Jeong, I first saw Ken Jeong in, what was that crazy Las Vegas movie? Gesundheit, darling. That crazy.
Thank you.
That crazy.
Yeah, but the boys, the party. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, Hangover.
Hangover, that's right.
Hangover.
Hangover 1, Hangover 2. And this particular character was a loose goose in that franchise. Yeah. So I thought, if they're going to bring someone into Murderville that is absolutely beyond out there, he's the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it turned out to be.
Yeah, I just didn't expect him to laugh all the way through it. I thought he could keep his shit together, but he just completely fell apart.
You learned something, though, didn't you? Mm. Cinema, movies, they edit the Schweppes out of everything. It's only the perfect takes. This Murderville, I reckon they run a slightly different schedule.
Yeah.
And if we get through it, we get through it. If we don't, we'll write it.
They want the laughs, basically. Oh, of course, I mean, that's
hey, it was COVID. This was made right in the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
So
they
it was all
really, really well.
But could I keep watching it? No, I prefer FBI.
Yeah,
I prefer Blue Bloods. I prefer Chicago PD. This is a little bit, but I understand why you fall in love with it.
Yeah,
because for you, it's like homework, isn't it? It's like watching pros and others. Going and pulling a leg and pulling a string here and seeing what they can get away with. As you touched on, Sharon Stone was like gold.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have expected her. And actually, the footballer as well in the second episode, I thought did really, really well.
Yeah, that's
considering
true.
Considering I don't know if he's ever done improv. I have no idea. But he was just so keen to go along with everything that I think it really, really worked in his favor.
I was going to say, what you've got to understand that we don't appreciate here, although they're footballers, they do an awful lot of commercials and endorsements over the years. So they get familiar and comfortable. And you know full well, the challenge always is for newcomers is the stage, the energy of the audience. Yep. And it's a constant, do I let my nerves overwhelm me or do I say, great, my nerves are going to help me now and lift to perform? And this for me is the great conundrum. If you want to see talent, it's great when you see them on the edge, you know, and they're not fighting themselves, they're embracing it. And that's when you get the best work done. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
There are a great many people who are seriously talented and they let the nerves become an obstacle rather than just go, I'm going to suck it up and go.
Yeah.
Yeah, first time I worked with Graham Kennedy, it was a bit like, oh, dear, don't make any mistakes. Where I learnt doesn't matter. Just be yourself, be authentic, and Graham will bounce off everything that comes, you know.
Yeah.
If he wants to take a pot shot at you, he will.
Yeah. I appreciate the fact that you said that this was kind of homework for me, because I did ask you to watch it because I wasn't sure how I felt about it. So I actually tried to watch it quite a few times to really break it down in terms of, as an improviser, like, we know that there's certain formats that you follow, and this really isn't that different, whereas there's the beats, and you kind of, each episode is exactly how you expect it to be. So they don't change.
Oh, no, no. Everything is it's formula. It's formula.
Yeah. But that's the format
I bet for you the exciting bit was watching the cues.
Yeah. Well,
not learning them, but watching how different cues brought different responses.
Mm. Especially from the actors that were scripted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The sergeant or the commander of the detectives and Detective Terry Seattle. Mm. From the opening sequence where he rocks in and they do the slow motion walk, you go, oh dear, this is going to be painful. But it's not. Yeah. It's actually very clever. Yeah.
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 Yeah. But
would I watch it regularly? I would watch it sporadically. For example, if there was celebrities on board, if it was someone like George Clooney, I'd go, I'm watching.
But you asked me to watch a very interesting show this week.
Yes, I did. Do you remember what it was?
You asked me to watch. Of course I do. I watched both seasons. It's called Monogamy, which is also streaming on Netflix.
Yes. Which set you up to create all manner of stories in your mind. When I posted some Instagram photos and you went, what is my father doing?
Well, okay, so my initial reaction.
So the improv queen couldn't think, oh, dad's just ad-libbing. No, you went, oh, my God, telling me?
Who posts something on Instagram without context? Who does that? Why?
It's just
at
fun.
First, I was like, is he in a movie, a TV show? Is this his new family? Should I start calling this woman mom?
Oh,
is that my long-distance brother or sister? Oh, like, I went there, Dad. And that's what happens when you provide someone information with no context.
Oh, hello. Are we still an item? Okay.
Well, you tell me, because I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I just thought it would be a bit of these were photos that I found.
Yeah.
That had come through to Messenger on me that I hadn't accessed. I hadn't seen them. They'd gone almost like spam. And I finally accessed them and I remembered, oh, what a great time I had. And I dropped them. I dropped them on Instagram. And I think I was distracted. I took a phone call or something, or an email to answer, and forgot that I hadn't provided any background. So I went, yeah, go with it, baby.
Yeah, everyone knows that I'm already married and I love my wife very much. No one's going to question why I'm with.
Just get on with monogamy. Go on. Talk to me about monogamy.
Well, also misleading is the title of this show.
Really? That opened up a can of worms.
Yeah, didn't it?
Yeah.
So the premise is it's a group of couples. There's
randomly
couples,
selected.
Randomly selected.
Which you find out are not so randomly selected. And we shouldn't say any more because you want to let that energy go through.
Yeah, but these are four couples who have been having marital issues and believe that if they go on this experiment, all their problems will be solved.
Well, there are some inducements, aren't there? Money and all of that sort of stuff thrown up. And
Squid Game.
Yeah. It is
squid
a bit
game
like
of
that.
Marriage that's counseling.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah.
I cannot
and they
take
have to
credit
obey
for that.
They have to obey the orders that are given to them via phone.
Yeah.
It's most interesting. And you learn a lot about people.
And so what I found fascinating about this, it was filmed in 2018.
Yeah.
But it actually looks like it was filmed maybe in the 90s. It is all black cast.
Yep.
Which admittedly we don't get to see that much of here in Australia.
Very good.
So to be able to have that privilege was amazing for us. Like that representation was great for me.
Did you say thank you, Dad?
Thank you, Dad. I did thank you last week when you said that it was a black cast and I said, you do know me.
I know you.
I remember.
I fake a lot. I go, I don't know my daughter too much. But I've picked up stuff over the years. You know, I have picked up stuff over the years.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, for me, a lot of these African-American movies that are coming out of the States, we don't get to see them here.
No.
If they are massive in movies there, they might come straight to DVD here.
You mean like Black Panther?
And that's the only way.
You mean like Black Panther?
Black Panther is different.
Okay.
Black Panther is Marvel and everyone could see it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
That was the representation that they wanted us to have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a black story told by black people.
Yes.
And it's very rare that we have access to that kind of TV movies. I mean, it's a bit different now when you like think of like Jordan Peele with like Get Out and all those movies now. And this is kind of in that similar vein where you think that it's about one thing, but really it's about something else. And it is, that's what I really, really loved. Like for me, it was an eye-opening experience on black relationships and how they're different and the expectations.
And the language.
Still have.
And the language. But,
yeah, and societal pressures on top of everything else they have to deal with.
Yes,
they
correct.
Still have the same societal expectations
as you
and I do.
Yeah, correct, 100%.
And so it was so fascinating to see that story portrayed, which I really, really thoroughly enjoyed.
There you go.
And, yeah, so it's a really, really great watch.
Thank you, Dad.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
That's right.
How did you come across it?
I'm just skilled movie muser. I watched something else. I'm trying to remember what it was. And, you know, Netflix tend to throw up options. And I thought, let me, and again, it was conscious. It was, all right, let me see how this is portrayed. And once I watched it and I thought to myself, It's like next week's challenge for you. I think you'll enjoy it too. Again, for very different reasons, because it's a character that's really complicated.
So what made you want me to watch Monogamy? Does that make sense? Why did you ask me to watch Monogamy?
I just thought you'd love, as you touched on, the opportunity to see a different side of American television, and gave you access to an audience that we don't readily get access to, and it's told in a particular way. Even the way it's filmed, you said it seems like made in the 90s. I think that's a conscious decision.
Yeah,
it's probably to do with budget, the filming budget they had.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't made at the Waldorf Astoria; it was made at some different, very, you know, it was probably Novotel. Is that?
Yeah.
There? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they
Except
thought
for
that
the
was
last
great.
Episode.
Yeah. They thought it was like great digs, but really it's only Novotel. So I think from that perspective, I wanted you to have a look and see what you thought.
Yeah.
And how complicated relationships are.
Yeah.
And even ones that are strong have challenges.
Yeah.
We have a massive challenge in this country and around the world with domestic violence. Yeah. Something that we need to address. And it's cultural. It is. It's seriously cultural. You add alcohol and other things to it, and it becomes an even more complicated challenge. Mm-hmm. But hitting people, psychologically damaging people or threatening people is not on.
Yeah.
And again, a perspective that was visible and shown and intimated in some instances, especially with that creep who years earlier had become a pain addict. He was a sadist. Mm-hmm. Or a sadist. That was a side I hadn't imagined. When it suddenly reared, I went, oh, wow, okay.
Mm.
And isn't that interesting how that's developed? We won't say any more, but yeah. And again, the different characters and how they fit. I think well written, interestingly crafted.
Well acted as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you've never met, I think I've seen one of the actors. I think I've seen one.
I think you'd be surprised. Or maybe, probably because I've seen, I don't know, maybe I've seen a lot more than you have, but.
No, that's very true. You would have pursued more of those types of series. But for me, I think it was one familiar face, one.
Yep.
Right? And I think that's fair. Yep. But a whole cast of new faces, male and female. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So there you go.
Yeah, and just coming back to how you were saying in terms of the way that it was filmed,
yes,
I think there were certain aspects of it where they wanted it to feel like it was a Big Brother kind of situation.
Yes,
where there are other people watching.
Correct.
And so, yeah, different angles and lighting and that kind of thing. The other thing that I did want to mention is they will show you anything and everything. So trigger warning to anybody that has had any issues with sexual abuse or has been in a domestic relationship, a domestic violence relationship, that they do not hold back with showing any footage of anything that could happen. So, yeah, they really just put it all out there for everyone to see.
Correct. So, well done. That's called Monogamy.
Yeah, really, really
Again,
good.
Available on Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
A show with a twist.
A show with a twist. Mm-hmm. Okay, so on to next week.
Next week, yes.
What you got for me?
So I'm going to keep it a little free to air this week. Oh,
that's very scary.
I mean, I say that, but you can watch it on ABC iView.
Okay.
It is called Starstruck.
Starstruck?
Starstruck.
Okay. It's on ABC TV, is it?
ABC ABC iView is probably the best place to watch it. So Rose Matafeo is a New Zealand comic that I have liked for a very long time, and I find her very, very entertaining, and I like her comedy. This is a show that she has co-written and stars in, and it's short. You know, there's six episodes, there's two seasons. So it's 12 episodes. I think they're like 20 minutes each. It is a really, really sweet look at, little love story.
So
it's very sweet.
Oh, it's written
very different to Monogamy.
So you're a fan of the person involved. Okay. The creative part of this program is someone you have great admiration for. Well, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Starstruck on iView. All right.
Yeah.
I'll check it out and let you know how I see it.
Cool.
What I want you to do, and it's only just dropped, again, on Netflix, it is damn good. That's all I'm going to say. It's Wallander, season two has dropped. Kurt Wallander, the young Wallander, the original Wallander we used to see on SBS or ABC, it depended on what season it was, and it starred one of Britain's finest actors.
Kenneth Branagh,
who's just, tremendous. But this is, again, supposed to be the young Wallander. So this is the formative years, and it's got a tremendous young actor. And a great cast, and you see, again, different part of the world, the Scandinavian countries, so it has that different flavour, that different way of looking at things, very cleverly done, and I'm right in the middle of the second season.
Okay.
So get a handle on it.
So do I need to know anything about Wallander to watch young Wallander?
Is there, okay, so here's the question you asked me. Do I have to know Wallander to be able to appreciate young Wallander?
Mm.
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Cool.
No.
Just wanted to
when
be sure.
When you see the Wallander, when you see Kenneth Branagh's version, you'll go, oh, you were much better when you were younger.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he's, by that time, he's like, oh, he's like a very complicated cat, very analytical, sees things in a fashion, and it's been written brilliantly. So, Young Wallander, Netflix, season 2.
Well, I'll probably start from season 1.
Yes, you would. Smart girl. Get some background. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
So, you've been watching TV. It's all we've got. Lauren.
Or listening to.
Yes. How dare I presume? What manner of human being am I? if you're just listening, I'm the lower voice. The slightly higher tip or higher pitched voice is that of my daughter.
You really make me question now how much higher my voice is.
Actually, I think at times that your voice is lower than mine.
Yeah, I think I could be.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. Until next week. Yeah.
Ciao. Have a good one, Dad.
Bye.
Or as they say in Greek, Yasu.
Yasu re.
Oh, no. What is she doing? My God, that's my daughter.
My Greek is limited.
Yes, clearly.